I think most people in evangelicalism, when they see a squirrel, thinks of Gene Clyde. It's really strange when you think about it.
Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, the 24th of April, 2023, and this is Squirrel Chatter, a podcast dedicated to scripture, theology, history, current events, and whatever else I want to talk about. We webcast Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Mountain on Twitter and Facebook, and then the podcast is available wherever you find fine podcasts. Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. Head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts that are over there. Doctrinally sound, edifying, entertaining, and all sorts of stuff. Over 50 podcasts. You will find something worth listening to. All right, what do we got coming up today? We have prayers from the Book of Common Prayer, and we have a reading from John MacArthur's daily reading from the life of Christ. We're not going to have a Monday meanderings today. My Monday got really busy over the weekend as stuff was added on to here and there and things that I had to do. So I am going to have a short program today. There will not be an episode tomorrow. So note that. There will not be a Squirrel Chatter episode tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Montana High School Quiz Bowl State Championship. And I get to go play Alex Trebek to a bunch of high school kids, which will be a blast. I have done this for many, many years. And that's what I will be doing tomorrow. But I have to leave the house about an hour and a half before the podcast would normally start. So just so you know, my day will start very, very early. I won't be sleeping in, but there will not be a podcast tomorrow. And we will be back on Wednesday. All right, well, let us jump into what we've got for today. Beginning with our prayer of confession, which is our practice. This is the prayer of confession from the 2019 Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And now our reading from John MacArthur's daily readings from the life of Christ. And we are beginning now the third of the Beatitudes. Today's devotional is entitled Gentleness as Defined by Jesus. And as I've mentioned before, we are not on schedule with this. We started later in the year and we're skipping weekends. So we are falling behind. The date on this devotional, if you're reading along in your own copy, this is the devotional for February 22nd. Gentleness as defined by Jesus. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. In this verse, gentle, a word often rendered meek in other translations, means mild or soft. Looking ahead to his triumphal entry, the prophet hailed Christ this way, "Behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey." Matthew 21:5, and it's a quote from Zechariah 9:9. From Old Testament times, gentleness has been God's way for mankind. The book of Job says, "God sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety." That's Job 5:11 and a cross-reference to Psalm 25:9. Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth, Numbers 12:3. Gentleness does not connote weakness, but rather a way of utilizing all its resources and emotions appropriately, Proverbs 16:32 and Proverbs 25:28. The gentle person has died to self and therefore does not resort to violence to defend himself, knowing his person has nothing to commend before God. Gentleness is not cowardice, lack of conviction, or niceness. It is the Spirit of Christ who defended the Father's glory, not his own, and left us an example. He committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, and while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threat, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. 1 Peter 2:22 and 23. Christ's gentleness, however, did not mean that he was passive in defending righteousness. He guarded the temple against the money changers, John 2:14 and 15, denounced the hypocritical religious leaders, Matthew 23:1 through 33, and warned the disobedient of judgment, Matthew 25:45 and 46. His gentleness was power, completely surrendered to God's control. Ask yourself, what's been your interpretation of meekness or gentleness? Is this a quality you value and aspire to? If gentleness was more a part of your demeanor, what benefits would you begin to see in your daily life? All right. And we're going to be skipping over the Monday meanderings. I had a few thoughts on GAFCON 4, and I had some discussion of the last week's Twitter debate on Christian nationalism. We will table that for another time, and let us now recite our faith from the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now the Collect for the second Sunday after Easter. Almighty God, you gave your only Son to be for us both a sacrifice for sin and an example of godly living. Give us grace, thankfully, to receive his inestimable benefits and daily to follow the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now the Collect for the renewal of life. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning. Drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that, having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the Collect for the Unrepentant. Merciful God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they should turn to you and live. And through your only Son, you have revealed yourself as the God who pardons iniquity. Have mercy on the unrepentant and those who do not believe. Awaken in them, by your word and Holy Spirit, a deep sense of their sinfulness and peril. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word. Grant them to know and feel that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which they must be saved, but only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so bring them home and number them among your children, that they may be yours forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. All right, folks, that will be Squirrel Chatter for today. I apologize for such a brief episode. As I said, my day got busy. The main thing that's happening today is one of our dear friends who moved to they were members of the church I pastored out in Superior, and we're now members of the same church in Frenchtown. He isn't, my friend Michael is one of the elders there, or was, and he has retired from his job. He was a federal food inspector that worked at a bacon packing plant, and as he was keeping bacon safe for democracy. I also jokingly called him a federal agent all the time, which technically he was. Just not in the sense that you would normally consider it. So Mrs. Squirrel and I are going to meet Mike and Tammy for lunch today. He has retired. They are moving to Wisconsin, back to Wisconsin. That's where they're from. And it's going to be a fun day, but it's a sad thing. And we were talking at church yesterday, and they had a potluck to send them on their way after church yesterday. And we were talking about the fact that Janet and I are actually Mike and Tammy's oldest friends in Montana, because we had begun communicating before they moved here, because they wanted to have a church to at least start their church search at. And that was indeed Parkside Baptist in Superior. And so they attended our church, and then they decided, because our church is, 50, 60 miles west of Missoula, and they both worked in Missoula, and they lived closer to Missoula than to Superior. And so after a few years, they were like, we think we need to be at a church that's closer to Missoula, closer to home, where we can be more involved. All valid and good reasons for changing churches. And so I suggested several churches that they should try, among which was Frenchtown Community Church, where Mrs. Squirrel and I are now members. And because I knew the pastor there, and I knew it would be a solid place for them. And so they've been there for 5 years, which, so they had been there for 3 years before Janet and I started attending there. So it's going to be tough to say goodbye to them. So that's the biggest thing that's going on today. But there's a bunch of other stuff I got to take care of today. And then again, tomorrow I will not be here. So be aware there will be no squirrel chatter tomorrow. I will post that on Twitter and Facebook as a reminder, but you're hearing it first here now, folks. So with all of that, we will be back on Wednesday with our, Lord willing, with our study Bible level Bible study of Deuteronomy. We will pick that back up, and then we will have Theology Thursday and Federalist Friday and move into the weekend. And then, as far as I know, next week is going to be a normal week, as far as I know. I mean, today was supposed to be a normal day, too, but I have to get ready to run here in a very brief time. So this is where we're going to end it. So remember, please, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. Have a great Monday. And we'll see you again here on Wednesday for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.